Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Astros have a nice early season, big series. I kind of like when we get a little meaningful April baseball. We get the Yankees for a few days and then out to Seattle to kind of... I feel like they're going out there to quell a rebellion, Rich. The Seattle Mariners, with this 13-2 record or whatever it is they have, they need to go quell that rebellion, squash that rebellion, and remind the Seattle Mariners who they are.
Were you aware, I was not, that the Mariners' playoff drought, which reaches back to 2001, is the longest drought in major professional sports at the moment?
Wow.
NBA, MLB, NHL, NFL.
I definitely was not.
Longest postseason drought of all the big four sports leagues.
If you had just popped that question on me, like, hey, Sean, here's a trivia question. Who has the longest drought in professional sports? It was easy until 2 years ago. It was the Buffalo Bills, who hadn't been to the playoffs since the Music City Miracle back in 1999.
The Clinton administration.
But yeah, right? The tail end of it, but still. But Tyrod Taylor and company took care of that a couple years ago. I would not have guessed the Mariners. I would have been guessing for a while. In part because it's in baseball, I guess proportionally, Rich, it's harder to make the playoffs because only 10 out of 30 teams make it.
Still.
But you figured they'd stumble their way into that wild card game a year along the way, right?
But we all know the cream is eventually going to rise to the top in the American League West, and no better time for it to begin.
Go handle
rising
your business.
To the top.
That's right. Go do it yourself.
This
DIY.
Weekend in Seattle. Look, the Mariners have a lot of coming back down to earth. I mean, they're really good, like historically good after their first 15 games.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people realize, but their general manager in the offseason got rid of like a handful of core players, allowed Nelson Cruz to walk in free agency, and used the phrase, quote, taking a step back in 2019.
Yeah, no, they're
not planning
doing
to win this year.
You could argue they're doing a terrible job at what they set out to do.
Yeah, they set
this
out to
winning.
They
thing.
Publicly proclaimed a tank job, and they're 13-2.
I guess in some ways, I should say this: it's obvious this should be the team that's missed the playoffs so many times because in those seasons they were probably trying to do it. They're really bad at trying to not be a playoff team.
Exactly.
Right now. 13-2. So the Astros head out there this weekend. Meanwhile, the Rockets get underway. They're the eighth and final playoff game of the week in the eighth and final game one. I don't know if you've looked at the odds yet on the series, Rich, or for the title. The Rockets, as you know, I got in at 16-1 a few weeks ago.
You did.
They're at 12-1 now.
Still good value.
I agree. I think that they are worst case the third best team in the league behind Milwaukee and Golden State, and they may be the second best behind Golden State.
I agree.
5-1 to win the Western Conference. If you feel like they're going to win the title, obviously they need to win the Western Conference to go through there. I'm not sure 5-1 is great value.
No, I need a bigger number to get my attention.
Yeah, well, and they've got to go through one more series after Golden State.
Yeah.
I think it'd be easier. You know, you got to win three series to get to the NBA Finals.
Right.
And I think in some ways, yeah, you catch Golden State earlier, you can rationalize that into being something good. The hard part becomes, what do you have left in the tank after Golden State to play whoever it is? And I think it's going to be either Oklahoma City or San Antonio. I think the 2 and 3 seeds, Denver and Portland, I did a little research last night, Rich. I'm still going back to find a worse 2 and 3 seed in the Western Conference. I'm back in the 90s now with my research. They are trashy 2 and 3 seeds, Denver and Portland.
And Portland without Nurkic, it's just not going to happen. That wouldn't surprise me if OKC sweeps Portland in the first round.
Well, they're -140 favorites to win that series. Oklahoma City is. And look, Portland is a team, you're not being bombastic by saying that, they got swept last year as a three seed by the New Orleans Pelicans, who I don't think the Pelicans of last year are as good a team as Oklahoma City is this year.
And the Thunder got taken out by Utah last year. That was also not an expected result.
Right. And went on to play the Rockets in the second round. So I guess we'll get into the Rockets here in just a second. Is there a first-round series other than the Rockets that you're most excited for?
It's probably San Antonio, Denver, because Denver got the second seed. I mean, Denver was legit all season long, but I feel like nobody's giving them a chance. I want to see Denver make pop and the Spurs work for it a little bit. That intrigues me.
What's your prediction, though?
San Antonio's going to win that series.
Yeah, in
even though it's a 7-2 series, I like the 7 seed, but I think it goes the distance. I'm going to say a 7-game series.
7-game series? Okay, yeah. That means San Antonio's winning in Denver a game 7.
Yeah,
so.
That's doable.
Yeah, of course.
Which one out there makes you go, wow, I'm definitely going to watch this
well,
one?
If you're asking me like which ones I'm going to go out of my way to watch, like which ones will get primary screen time in my living room, Oklahoma City, Portland for sure, absolutely for sure, just because I think Oklahoma City behind the Rockets, the Warriors, and the Bucks, not in that order, but those three teams, you could start to cobble together a case that Oklahoma City's the next most dangerous team after that, just based on the two marquee players that they have.
Yeah.
If Russell Westbrook and Paul George are firing on all cylinders, I'm not going to say they can beat anybody, but I think they can beat anybody outside of the three teams I just named.
Like I said, they're going to have a problem with Nurkic hurt. Steven Adams is going to have a much easier time of it.
The Blazers are going to have a problem,
Blazers are going to have a tough time of it. But, Damian Lillard versus Russell Westbrook is always worth the price of admission.
That's a great point. You know, of the one-on-one matchups that I'm looking to watch, you're right, Rich. You don't get much better than Lillard and Westbrook.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
That's a good one. Of the other – look, you and I both stayed in the Western Conference with ours. I guess if we're going to keep it –
there's a reason for that.
If we're going to keep it confined to the Eastern Conference, of the Eastern Conference series that I'm most looking forward to, and this is kind of a cop-out, but probably the 4-5, Pacers and Celtics – even with no Victor Oladipo for the Indiana Pacers.
Just to be different, I'll go Brooklyn-Philly because Philly just intrigues me.
Yeah.
Philly's a team full of potential.
Yeah.
And I want to see what they might be capable of. And Brooklyn's pretty game. They had a pretty good second half to the season.
They did.
They're the three seed.
Well, I remember I was at that Rockets game when they played Brooklyn back in, I think it was in January. It was at some point when the Rockets were blowing a lot of leads earlier
in the
season.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Philly's the three seed. My bad.
Yeah, Philly's the three seed. Brooklyn's a six.
Yeah.
They've got some intriguing players on that team. I'm happy for D'Angelo Russell, who was kind of scapegoated out of L.A.
Right.
by Magic Johnson. He's become an all-star for them in Brooklyn. Brooklyn's an intriguing team. I think Philly's probably gonna beat them in 5 games. But Brooklyn's a really intriguing team in the East over the next couple of years because they've got a ton of cap space and they've got some decent young players on that team.
It's crazy
that we live in a world, Rich, that the Nets and the Clippers own New York and L.A., from a basketball standpoint.
Yes.
Right?
At the moment, that's for sure.
How crazy is that?
It's pretty nuts.
So
it'd be really amazing if it lasted. I don't expect it to last.
Okay, well then this goes a little against kind of what you were saying about the Knicks last week, that you don't think anybody's going to sign there because they're a dumpster fire.
Well, the condition on the Knicks for me is Dolan sells.
I'm
believing the rumors that Dolan will sell.
Is that a hot rumor?
Yeah, as long as Dolan's in there, no.
Okay.
Not going to happen.
What about the Lakers? What do you think the turnaround time is on the Lakers?
I believe they've got some money to spend this offseason.
They do. I don't know that they're going to convince a big star player to come play with LeBron.
Right, that's the key.
The only free agent players that move the needle for me in terms of the Lakers becoming relevant in the West.
Well, Durant's one.
Durant's one.
Yeah.
Kawhi Leonard's one. And then after that, you're at a level of player like Kemba Walker's a good player. Does he all of a sudden shoot them up to a 3 seed? I don't think so.
No.
Kyrie's not going there because he's done the LeBron thing before. He's more likely to go to one of those New York teams because he's from New Jersey.
As crazy as this sounds, Magic's exit may help the Lakers in that endeavor.
It may because it's going to create a more functional organization.
Right.
I just don't know. If it's not Durant or Leonard, then I don't know that the Jimmy Butler level of free agent is somebody, obviously Anthony Davis if they get him, but Davis is under contract for another year.
I think Kawhi is, of those two, the far more likely guy. SoCal guy, grew up there, grew up rooting for the Lakers. I wouldn't be surprised if he's the one that's convinced to pair with LeBron James. This crazy Kevin Durant to the Knicks rumor, I get the Knicks have a lot of money and they could really make him happy financially. Wouldn't that seem to you to be even more misguided than LeBron leaving where he was comfortable and successful to go to the Lakers?
It all depends on what your goal is. Here's the thing, Rich, with LeBron, if we're going to compare those two. LeBron has Hollywood endeavors that he's involved with. His going to the Lakers had as much to do with the fact that, he's now a short drive away from his production company.
Sure.
As it is him playing basketball. And I think we could argue with the way he played this year, it was more about that than it was about basketball. He looked disengaged playing basketball. I think for Kevin Durant, he's won a couple rings now with Golden State. It's about your goals. And if one of his goals isn't to pile up rings, but he's happy that now he's in that velvet rope of champions with a super team. If one of his goals is to go be the lead guy on building a team of his own, then good for him. I don't know that that's the best place to go do it, but it is a place where you can go do it that has the resources to do it.
I don't know if Durant's that guy. Durant's the guy that left OKC where he was that guy to go to a ready-made championship situation in Golden State.
And now he's accomplished that goal, though.
Right, but I'm not sure he prioritizes that in his career, especially since the Golden State Warriors can continue paying him more than anybody else out there.
Yeah, I wonder how much that means to a lot of these guys. I mean, Durant's probably made $200 million in his career now. And Durant is a guy with kind of thin skin, Rich. You can't tell me this guy who's got burner accounts where he tweets himself.
Right.
You can't tell me he doesn't hear the noise from people like me that go, you took the easy way out to get your championship.
He did, but then he won an MVP and a finals MVP.
He did. And so he kind of accomplished these goals.
Yeah.
So I think it's in play that he could look at and go, okay, I did what I there's nothing more I can do in Golden State that forwards my legacy. Because everybody thinks I came here to win an easy title anyways, and I did. We don't know. He hasn't spoken on this.
Exactly.
It's all just rumors. It's all I'm saying is if that's his goal, I wouldn't blame him for going there.
No, I wouldn't blame him either.
Yeah.
I'd be a little surprised, though, if that was his goal.
I'd be surprised if he went to the Knicks and that was his goal, just because of what a dumpster fire it is.
Exactly.
All right, we'll circle back. We'll actually probably talk a little Rockets when John McClain gets here. The playoffs are here, by God, and they're playing the hated Utah Jazz.
He's probably got tickets to a home playoff
game. You were with the team back when they were playing, you know, as a post-game reporter following the team. We got to talk about that later in the show. I feel like you guys like Lopez are as good as any to articulate the hatred for Utah in this town.
In my career, Sean, it's been the best ride of my life. Those 2 years, 94 and 95, where I got to fly with the team to all those road series that they won. It was just, as far as my work experience, the best of my life.
All right, so later in the show, you need to articulate the degree to which Utah and Houston hate each other and the reasons why Utah should be as hated as they are. Because they went through the Jazz on the way to both of those titles, if I'm not
mistaken. They did, yes.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.